SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson, Mike Prada out this week. Othello Bucherib with us, and Othello, of course, the czar of 106.7 The Fan.
I thought I was Sultan.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sultan, my bad. I forgot right. we had upgraded your title. Joining us right now is the man who this year jumped on the scene with the Washington Redskins and hits a big season as a wide receiver, and now, unfortunately, he's locked out of his job like a lot of NFL players. Anthony Armstrong with us here on 106.7 The Fan. How you doing, Anthony?
I'm doing good. I'm actually had to take a detour. I'm going past the park here right now. So.
Uh-oh. Not allowed. Yeah. Don't talk to anybody. You can't. You got to pretend. if you saw Shanahan at the grocery store, you got to run right by him, I guess. I mean, it's got to be a little strange.
You know? Yeah, it's got to be pretty awkward, you know. It's probably like seeing your ex for the first time after you broke up or something like that. So.
At least you don't have to see her with her new boyfriend. You don't have to do anything like that.
Yeah, at least there's no picket line situation like the old, you know, there's none of that going on like we had in the 80s with scab players or anything like that. But what are your thoughts as this thing's been playing out? Obviously, I'm sure you get as much information as you can from the team rep and trying to find out what's going on here. But what are your feelings right now? Are you positive about the situation? Do you feel like we're going to get a conclusion soon where you guys are going to get back to work?
I'm hopeful that we'll have something happen soon. I'm positive with the fact that something will happen to where that there will be a season. I don't think that anybody can afford to basically walk away from, you know, there's $9 billion made, you know, this past year, $9 billion on the table, and it's only set to go up and up. So, I mean, I don't see anybody walking away from that, but I don't know how soon it'll be. You know, I just hope it'll happen sooner rather than later. I mean, initially I was positive because they were at least communicating with each other. Then things got a little bit dirty. You know, words are thrown back and forth, and now there's no telling when we're going to get to talk again.
Were you totally ready and expecting this to happen? I mean, everybody had their hunches last season, and they said to themselves, "Oh, you know what? I have to save up here because I have to get ready for that lockout." Did you expect this to happen?
Well, you know, I didn't expect the lockout to occur. You know, I didn't think that it would be wise for either side to allow it to happen. Just because of the downfall that hockey went through and that baseball went through that they're finally recovering from having lockouts. But I was naturally saving up anyways. I'm pretty frugal and, you know, I'm wise with my money. So I was saved up regardless of lockout or not. It was just the fact that I didn't think that they were actually going to go through with it.
We're here with Anthony Armstrong, Redskins wide receiver, with us here on SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson and Othello with you here. Anthony, this season, you finally get the opportunity to play on this stage, you know, after really grinding and working hard to get here. What do you look back this season at all and just kind of, you know, this, well, wow, this really just happened? Is there any that kind of feeling after all the things you had to, all the levels you had to go through to get here to finally get an opportunity to play?
I was experiencing that as I went through the year. You know, it was all, you know, the very first game against Dallas, that was the big wow. Sure. And then getting the run out against the Colts, you know, officially getting a start, that was, you know, the next wow. And then it just kind of carried on through there, you know. The thing is that it never got too big because this is what I expected and this is what I knew I could get to do eventually. I just had to work and get myself on the field and get that opportunity, so never got too big. It's one of those things that it happened, and I'm proud of myself, and now I'm just trying to get better so that I can improve on the next season.
Scott mentioned how hard you worked over the past couple of years to get into the league. So how frustrating is it for you that after your first big year, things are just starting to take off, and this happens?
Oh, it's extremely frustrating, especially with the fact of knowing the business and how you see how it goes around when guys start getting close to 30. That's when they start to push them out the door. So, you know, just getting my first season at 27, you know, my years are numbered just from the natural, you know, way the game goes. So I got to string these things together. But you know, as long as I take care of my body, you know, I've been listening to Santana and Joey Galloway and those other guys like that. So, as long as I take care of my body, hopefully I'll be able to play, you know, as long as possible and easily into the mid-30s. But it's very frustrating that we have to take a break right now from, you know, being able to build on a good season.
Anthony Armstrong, Redskin wide receiver, with us here on SB Nation Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson, Othello Bucherib in this week for Mike Prada. Well, you know, you go, I mean, the Odessa Rough Riders, you know, you play for them in the Intense Football League. I had no idea what the Intense Football League, to be honest with you, was. What exactly was that experience like? I mean, who was your quarterback in the Intense Football League?
Well, it was the Roughnecks. The Roughnecks out there in West Texas, they do a lot of oil drilling. So the Roughnecks are the people that work on the oil wells and whatnot.
Right.
But it was basically an independent brand of arena football.
Okay.
Had about six teams whenever I was there. They recently changed the name, I think, to Indoor Football League, so it sounds a little bit more credible. Than sounds so much like the XFL, but
right,
classier.
Yeah, it's a lot classier.
Yeah, exactly. So it sounds a little bit better, a little bit more appealing. But my quarterback was a really good guy, Tommy Jones. He went to Indiana. And I remember him saying he had, like, you know, shots in camp with Cincinnati Bengals and whatnot. So,
sure.
There was a lot of talent down there. There was a lot of talent down there. A lot of good guys. Seemed like most of the guys had kind of trickled their way down as they got older, and I was just trying to work my way up. So it was kind of neat to cross paths with those guys.
Well, I was going to ask you too. Is that league? I mean, do you get nailed into the boards a lot playing indoor football like that? I mean, is that, what are the hazards of playing? I mean, is that a regular basis situation where you're going to get hit and go into those boards?
Yeah, it is. It's actually like an extra defender. The defense really does try to pin you up against it and smack you into it, just because it doesn't move and it's going to be a pretty vicious hit. But if you're good, or you're, you know, aware of it, you can get out of the way or you can get down. I remember playing in Dallas, and about three New York Dragon defenders were trying to come and get me, and right at the end I took a dive and they all plowed right into the wall. I thought that was
Is there tape of that? Can we see that on YouTube anywhere?
Yeah, really.
Oh, shoot. I wish it was. I don't know. I don't know where to get it, but that was, I know when I did it, it was pretty funny. I got up laughing, and they were all yelling at me, talking about, be a man, take a hit. But I'm like, hey, man, I'm trying to start here. I'm not trying to, you know, stupidity just to take a hit just because, you know, so.
Hey, so Teddy Bruschi recently came out saying that draftees have a responsibility to skip the NFL draft. I'm sure you got buddies who are looking forward to joining the league and, you know, just getting out of college. Do you think you'd agree with that?
Well, personally, no. I can understand where he's coming from about saying with the unity and whatnot, but, you know, these guys, it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime events that, you know, very few people get to experience.
Right.
And I know that personally when I was growing up and I was watching the draft, it was one of those things that I always dreamed about, having my name called and walking across the stage. I even joked in saying, even if it was in the seventh round, I would want to walk across the stage just because
sure.
Just to say I did it, you know. So, I mean, it'd be really hard for me to tell those guys to not do it. You know, I understand that, you know, we want to be strong as NFLPA, and I'm supportive of everything that we're doing, but I mean, I think that those guys can get that experience and then still be on our side, you know, and still be, they're still going to be locked out just like everybody else. And I don't think it's really going to affect their play. It's just one of those personal issues. I think that they got to weigh their options, but personally, I think that it's an experience that you should be able to take advantage of.
We're here on SB Nation Radio with Anthony Armstrong here on 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson, Othello Bushera with us here today, and we're talking about the lockout and, of course, what it all means now. Have you guys talked about, you know, organizing workouts yourselves at some point if this thing does go on for a while, you know, meeting up at a local, you know, high school or wherever, or college, and getting out there and, you know, trying to get some organized workouts going on?
Oh, yeah, there's been some things in the works. We actually have a couple dates locked in, and you know, we're just trying to see what's going to happen with this April 6th court date.
Sure.
That hopefully we'll be able to lift the lockout, but we do have things planned out. You know, I know a lot of people have been reporting that we don't have anything planned, and, you know, we need to get something in order, but, you know, everything's, you know, taking its course, and things are going to be lined up, and the Redskins are going to be organized, lockout or not.
You mentioned April 6th court date, but when do you expect things to get back to normal, or are you completely in the dark?
Well, I would say I'm somewhat in the dark, just because I'm not in the negotiating rooms. I'm not in those exact meetings.
Right.
But, you know, if the let's say the court rules in favor of the players and lifts the lockout, it's always a possibility that the owners could appeal, and then if they do go through the appellate process, it's going to basically delay the fact that the lockout was lifted. So, I mean, you could be looking into May, but, you know, you kind of hope not. But hopefully you just get done with April 6th and we can just move on. I think it's best for both sides to just go ahead and lift this lockout and just try to at least have your players prepared, because, I mean, the main thing is for 2011 season, we want to make sure there's a good product on the field, and that's the only way you're going to make your money is if you're having, you know, your top-notch talent out there playing.
Agree with that. I want to see the top-notch talent. 871 yards this year for Anthony Armstrong, almost 20 yards of reception, the three touchdowns as well. You see these mock drafts out there and the potential for the Redskins to use that 10th pick on a wide receiver. What does that mean to you, and does that fuel you when you see stuff like that?
I mean, you know, it's not really a slap in the face, because, I mean, shoot, we've heard it all as a receiving corps last year, how we needed to get a big name and this, that, and the other. And we ended up being one of the more consistent groups and kind of outperformed our expectations last season. I mean, honestly, I personally feel like at that number 10 spot, there's too many ways you can go, you know? I mean, you can go best available, honestly. I think that whoever's there and is going to be able to help the team and help us get some wins and get the Redskins back in the playoffs, then I'm all for it. You know, it'd be a D-line, O-line, wide receiver, running back, whatever is best available, I'm pretty sure that's what they're going to go with.
Anthony, this is a very controversial question. If you don't want to answer it, that's fine. Uh-oh. No big deal. Who is the fastest person on the team?
You know, there's a lot of speculation going around.
A lot.
You know, that is Banks and everything like that. And I know Chad Simpson wanted to throw his name in the hat, there. And I mean, you know, personally, I got to vote for myself. Just for the simple fact that as many times as I get behind the safeties who are starting at 20 yards deep, Banks tried to say that it was him just because of the fact that he was getting into the end zone a couple more times than I was. But I argued the fact that he has schemes and 10 people blocking for him to where I'm running an individual route, and at times I have, you know, it's just one-on-one or two people trying to lock me down, and a lot goes into me getting the ball versus them kicking it directly to them.
You guys got to settle this. You have to settle this dispute.
Yeah, we do. You know, we initially were going to try to get it done, and, you know, unfortunately he had his little situation, and that kind of set some things back. But I'm sure that there will be some point in time to where the Armstrong Banks race will take place.
Beautiful. And you know, hey, if worst comes to worst and there is this prolonged lockout, maybe we could you know, raise some money with it too for you guys.
Oh yeah, most definitely. charity work always works too. I was talking about for you guys.
I wasn't talking about for charity. I was talking about for you guys.
Right now we're unemployed, so I guess we're technically.
I guess technically so. Well, hey, Anthony, great catching up with you. And again, hopefully this, as you say, this thing gets resolved soon. And look forward to seeing you on the field again this season with the Redskins. Thanks so much.
Thanks, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Anthony Armstrong with us here on SB Nation Radio 106.7 The Fan. Grant Paulson, our Skins reporter, coming up next to talk some NFL draft here on SB Nation Radio 106.7 The Fan.